Well, hey guys, greetings wherever you are. Happy Saturday, coming live from, well, live-ish, from Sturbridge, Massachusetts. It's good to have you here. Just one of my daily update videos. Hey, let me do a few quick housekeeping things because I always forget these. Number one, thanks for being here on my YouTube channel. If you haven't already subscribed, please consider hitting the subscribe button down there-ish. If you give the bell symbol a long press and click on all, YouTube will let you know about upcoming videos. And lastly, do check out some of the links below. I have a ministry website with lots of fun things there. The churches I lead here in New England, upcoming travel dates, my ministry school, lots of great things going on there. Hey, a few random things as well. If there's any friends here in Turkey, I have a pastor friend who's going to Turkey next week, and we are looking at connecting with some churches. I mean, real Bible-believing, spirit-filled churches, especially house churches in Turkey, and would love to help support and maybe do a future mission trip there as well. So any friends in Turkey or people who have friends or support people in Turkey, maybe do that privately. I don't want to put people's details out there in public, but I'd love to connect with you there. Let me mention as well that I'll be going to France in mid-July. I'll be speaking there in France and really looking forward to, looking forward to leaving the US. I love the US, but looking forward to doing some trips to Europe. So if Lord willing, I'm planning on doing a trip to Ireland and a trip to Wales in the fall or the autumn of 2021. So if you're interested in coming on a mission trip, drop me a line there as well. Hey, the last thing I want to say is I'll be going live again with the second year of my ministry school. So in probably in early August of this year, so a couple of months time, nearly 1 month's time now, I'll have my ordination program there, also a church planting program. I'm looking at working with people who have a desire to plant a local church, maybe in their home or their community. So I'm going to have a church planting department or stream on my ministry school out there. Good. Hey, let me share something as well with you. This is really what I'm going to be speaking on tomorrow, but about authority. I've spent the whole month of, of June talking about spiritual authority, and I'm going to wrap up tomorrow, but let me give you the 5-minute synopsis of my sermon. I'm going to be talking about how we practically move into authority, why sometimes people don't move into authority, why it does or does not work. And it's really, really, we'll give you five keys of the kingdom that will help you work and walk in spiritual authority. Number one, you know, if you have authority, you need to know you have authority. The Bible says that God's people, Hosea 4:6, he says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and we need knowledge. And that speaks of revelation knowledge, not just head knowledge. But for you to operate in authority, you need to know you have authority in that realm. That God knows you have authority, Satan knows you have authority, but if you believe that you don't have authority, and the world around us washes us in this victimhood identity thing where we're always feeling, you know, the government's mean to me, the president, the prime minister's mean to me, or my parents were, or I'm the wrong ethnicity, or, you know, in life we all have things that seem to go for us and seem to go against us. I think it's only really in eternity we'll actually realize some of the things we thought were disadvantages are actually advantages, but whatever, doesn't matter. It is what it is, and don't be a victim. So number one, you need to know you have authority in an area. If you don't have authority, you need to know you don't have authority in an area and work with those who do. But number one, ignorance. Satan plays off ignorance. Number two, if we have authority, if we do have authority, number two is what I call counterfeit authority. And by that I mean, if Satan knows you know you have authority, he will try to, rather than try to stop you using that in a legitimate way, he'll try to get you to use it in an illegitimate way. And by that I mean things like anger, things like offense, things like frustration. If I'm in a sphere, let's say I'm in my home church here tomorrow morning, and somebody's doing something that I don't want them to do, if I bang my fist like a 2-year-old, or I you know, shout at people or get angry or get bitter or whatever, that's an expression of authority. They shouldn't be doing something, and I should be an authority there, but that's not the release of authority. So Satan will try to get us to express authority in an illegitimate way, in a way that's not the way we should do. So we need to know what is the correct exercise of authority. Hey, the third key to stepping in authority and using it is, it's really simple, but it's this persistence. So, you know, like every two-year-old, a parent has authority, but they want to find the boundaries. And in life, we'll often be in situations where we have authority, and our authority will be tested. People will come and we'll say, stop, and they will keep coming. And in a way, Satan's really like that. He recognizes spiritual authority, but he only recognizes spiritual authority that won't back down. If you look at Jesus, he came after Jesus, and Jesus says, it is written. He still kept coming, it is written. He still kept coming, it is written. There's a point at which the Bible says Satan left him for a better time, which he never found. And, you know, whether that's your health, your finances, your children, your ministry, your nation, different things like that, it's not enough to stand once and say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority here, and everything's good. You've got to be persistent. Whom resists steadfastly in the faith? Having done all to stand. The Bible says, resist Satan and he will. You've God's promise, he will flee. But he won't flee if you just try it once or twice. So persistence. Hey, the fourth key here as well, and again, I'm going to be speaking on this tomorrow from Matthew 8, but authority is released through words. Let me say that again. Authority is released through words. We have authority. There's a place, the authority is a positional place, but authority also needs to be exercised, needs to be released. The centurion came to Jesus, and if I can paraphrase in Matthew 8, it's like he said, I've been watching you and I figured you out, because these other guys here missing what's going on, but I recognize authority. He said, I'm under authority and I have people under me. Somebody says to me, go, and I go. I say to another person, come, and they come. And I recognize that, but authority is released. What does centurion say to Jesus? He said, speak the word only and my servant will be healed. And we have authority in that spiritual realm, but it is released. One of the primary ways it's released is through our words. When we actually open the words of our mouth and begin to say, Satan will never have my children. I'm never going to have cancer. I'm going to prosper in a year of recession. I have victory over this situation, over that. It doesn't mean it will instantly happen. But when you take that, you're saying, I am not, you know, a leaf blown around by the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, the Bob said. I'm not a victim, I'm in God's control. You can tell your emotions come under line. You have authority over your emotions. I know the world we live in tells us we don't. You have to obey your emotions. You have to obey every impulse you have. You don't. God gave you emotions, but he gave you a mind and he gave you a will. Emotions, don't push them down, but they should be subjugated to your mind, which should be subjugated to your will. So you can take authority in your own life and say, I will not do this. I will not be angry. I will not be lustful. I will not lie. I will not steal, cheat. You know, you can actually take authority in that situation, but we do that through words. And hey, my last key today, it's a really simple thought, but you know, the whole goal of authority is never to control people. It's to control what comes against people. So, you know, if let's say I have an authority in a church, it's not like some barking orders and telling a person to do this and do that, but rather, with authority, we create a context that can be flourishing and godliness. The goal of having authority in our homes with our children is not to control our children, it's to keep them safe from malign influences, also keep them safe from things within themselves. We take authority over them and say, you will brush your teeth, you will, you know, get some rest, you will take a nap, you will you know, tidy your room, you'll do those things. But the goal of that is that they come into self-control and flourish in life. And come on, it's my last point as well. God gave Adam and Eve, he gave them authority, but he gave them seed as well. And if we simply use authority to create a devil-free space, that's good. But we then have a calling to fill that space. We have a calling then to plant as well as to drive out. And, you know, it's really important that we we realize the goal of authority is to do good. The goal of the authority is grace. The goal of authority is to create a space where God's goodness, his manifest grace, his plans, his glory can be seen. Boom. I hope that helps. Well, I'm out of time here, guys. I'm going to do some more work here, and I'm going to pray for you wherever you're at. Drop me a line. I'd love to help or encourage you in any way I can. And have a great Saturday. As I've mentioned earlier in the week, tomorrow I will be at Sturbridge Worship Center. We have a prayer meeting at 9, main service at 10. I'll be speaking on authority. In the afternoon, I will be doing an outreach praise party in a garden in Stamford, Connecticut. And I won't put the address out in public, but message me if you're interested in coming, and we will connect you with that. Love to have you there. Great. Again, if you haven't done that, hit the subscribe button on my YouTube channel and share this video. It would be great. God bless you guys. Thanks for watching. Bye for now.